Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Tom Moore, CEO of Advaxis Incorporated. Advaxis is a development stage biotech company which engages in the research and development of new cancer-fighting techniques, primarily based in the U.S. Thanks for joining us today, Tom.
Very pleased to be here, Juan.
Great. Start off by giving us a brief overview of the company.
Well, Advaxis is developing technology that was originally created at the University of Pennsylvania. And while the technology works against cancer and infectious diseases, we're focusing initially on cancer. It's a unique form of immunology activation utilizing a live but attenuated, that is, weakened bacteria called Listeria. We insert the antigen for whatever we want to attack, whether it be cancer tissue or an infectious virus or whatever, into Listeria, which infects the immune system and in the process redirects the immune system's attack to whatever antigen we've put into the Listeria. Because we make use of a very large and sophisticated immune reaction that we have developed as humans to Listeria, which is a commonly occurring bacteria, it represents, as far as we can tell, a far more complete and effective immunological approach. And we've had some very encouraging both animal and human results to support that.
Great. And so, yeah, talk about the some of the applications for the for government grants just announced.
Well, we have developed a single construct as our lead construct, which attacks HPV-caused cancer and precancerous conditions, and that's what we've taken into the clinic already. We also have one which has, in the preclinical work, seemed to be extraordinarily effective against breast cancer, attacking the HER2 new receptor, which is what Herceptin goes after, but we think in a more comprehensive way. And one of the several grants we filed would allow us to develop that further in conjunction with the military's principal immunological lab. So that would allow us to get a second construct into human trials relatively quickly. Additional grants would allow us to create, requests would allow us to create an oral formulation for use against the various flu viruses, and other kinds of supporting activity. So the flurry of grants we put out in an environment which is even more friendly to grant research than before, I think have a lot of promise. We have a pretty good track record of getting government support. We've gotten over $12 million worth of grants between us and our parent lab at the University of Pennsylvania. And so we're hopeful that these will prove to be very productive in moving the company substantially forward.
Great. And so talk about some of the market trends right now and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, I think the reality is that immunology, particularly immunology work against cancer, has had an uneven track record the last 5 or 6 years. But I think the announcement from Dendreon that their phase 3 study in prostate cancer has met the agreed-upon efficacy targets that apparently were agreed upon with FDA has rekindled interest in cancer immunology in general. And with the recent run-up in our stock and substantial run-up in our volume, I think Advaxis is become of interest to investors as possibly a Dendreon Jr. or at the very least a promising-looking immunology company based on, again, on our very strong preclinical and promising early human results. So I believe the market in general is beginning to smile more on biotechs, and I think there's a rekindling of interest in the immunological approach as it appears that there is going to be at least one approvable, at least, drug coming out of this field for the first time in a long time.
Great. And what were some of the drivers behind the company's recent quadruple in stock price as well as increase in volume?
Well, number one, I do think there's interest generated from the previously discussed Dendreon news. Secondly, I think the company has disclosed more of its activity in requesting grants. We have a offshore licensing deal that is in advanced negotiation. And so I think it's more that the work that we've been doing all along has come under better attention and focus in the market. And scientifically, with over 100 peer-reviewed articles about our technology, it's very solid and substantial work. We have a clinical program designed to get us along the track in cervical cancer, which is a huge global problem, and in CIN, which is the predecessor condition, CIN spelled C-I-N, the predecessor condition of cervical cancer, which is very common in the U.S. In fact, over 250,000 women a year go through surgery to deal with this condition. We believe we can come, we believe our already human-tested technology can allow many of these women, maybe most of these women, to avoid the surgical option. And the FDA has agreed with our IND to conduct a phase 2 trial that includes an agreement to our clinical protocol to use our construct in treatment of this disease. So we hope to get those studies underway by late summer, and I think that's a pretty exciting prospect.
Great. And so what else differentiates Advaxis from other players in your sector?
Well, I think the strength of our clinical results and the fact that we've been able to demonstrate, in fact, we've recently published, that one of the reasons we work when other cancer immunology hasn't is that we actually we suppress the protection that the immune system provides cancer tumors. The immune system actually provides something called regulatory T cells, which take up residence inside the tumor and deactivate the killer cells that immunology type of therapies normally create. And so a lot of the early efforts have not been as successful as expected, in part because this wasn't really even understood until a few years ago. We've demonstrated in our research that we actually suppress those regulatory T cells by about 80%. So that combined with a very strong immunological attack that we create gives us an opportunity to be much more successful than some of the other earlier attempts, and that really sets us apart, as no other immunological company has demonstrated the combination of strong immune attack and a sharp reduction in the quantity of these protector cells. I think the other differentiator for us is that our technology is really a platform technology. By selecting different antigens, we can go after several different kinds of cancers as well as infectious diseases. We have two constructs, that one of which we talked about for breast cancer, another one for prostate cancer, which are ready to go into human clinical trials. And I think that represents a pretty exciting platter of treatment options and of new technologies for a single, relatively small biotechnology company.
Certainly. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Tom, as well as that of some of the key management team.
Sure. I started out in a large corporate environment. I worked at Procter & Gamble for 23 years. I spent the last 8 years working in drug activity, running their OTC business, and then running their global OTC and prescription drug business, which at the time was about $3.2 billion in size and about $850 million in prescription drugs in cardiac, anti-infectives, and osteoporosis. I left to take over a medical marketing consulting firm, which increased in size fivefold while I was CEO, and then was sold for about a little over $250,000. Then worked in biotech and as an independent business person until I came to Advaxis a little over 2.5 years ago. Our top science officer, Dr. John Rothman, was named as one of the more notable R&D researchers by Pharmaceutical Executive. He has experience at Roche and Schering-Plough, And at Roche, he was director of several departments in their clinical development program, ended up being in charge of all FDA submissions and clinical writing and the like. So he brings a tremendous amount of experience to the company as well. We have a terrific experienced CFO, Fred Cobb, who's worked with Bristol-Myers Squibb as well as in the biotech field. And our lead researcher in the clinic, Vafa Shahabi, worked in vaccine development at both the University of Pennsylvania and with Wyeth. And our regulatory officer, Christine Chansky, has worked with several big pharma companies, is an MD and lectures on regulatory law at Temple University, as well as serving as our regulatory officer. We have a tremendous team of scientists as well. So we're blessed with a very strong group of talent and also a great deal of experience. And there's no substitute for having actually brought a compound from early research to actual FDA approval. And that's the kind of experience that we have in some real depth.
Good. And what specific milestones and objectives has the management team set for the company over the next year?
Well, we aim to get our studies started for both cervical cancer and the cervical intraepithelial neoplasia, or CIN, the predecessor condition of cervical cancer. We aim to get both of those started by late summer, early fall. Both will be phase two studies, so we'll have two indications underway. And then by early 2010, we will have additional U.S. studies going in cervical cancer. And we aim to get at least one of our follow-on constructs, either the breast cancer or the prostate cancer, into phase one human trials. And so that'll leave us a year from now with a even stronger lineup in terms of working in two indications for our lead construct and having at least one other construct in the clinic.
And in regards to the company's future growth, will you continue to grow organically, or will you look for M&A activities?
Right now, our aim is to exploit the technology we know so well and that we are developing as rapidly as we can. We are exploring licensing opportunities. I mentioned one, but there are other licensing opportunities that might come our way. And we think our fundamental business model will be to create additional constructs utilizing this technology, which we are also refining in other ways, and basically license out these constructs as they get ready for licensing, and that way provide our shareholders with an ongoing return based on both on licensing revenues and on the appreciation of the company based on the broader market appreciation for the potential of our fundamental platform.
Great. And two more questions. Do you think that investors right now understand the general direction of the company?
I think we've been very active in trying to communicate what we're doing. I don't think we have. Of course, the investors will have to tell us whether we've been clear enough, and if not, we'll work harder at that. I think the issue is also spreading the net wider as folks get more engaged with biotech and get reacquainted and perhaps reinterested in the cancer immunology field and immunology approaches in general, making sure they understand the distinctiveness of our company. So I think we're doing a good job, but there's no doubt we can do better, and I'm grateful for this opportunity to talk about the company.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Tom Moore, CEO of Advaxis Incorporated. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board. The ticker symbol is ADXS. And before we conclude, Tom, what are some of the other key reasons why the company represents a good long-term investment opportunity?
This has been a good discussion. I think I would summarize them coming out of our discussion as, number one, we have a distinctive technology which has extraordinary preclinical results and promising early human results. It's a platform company which is going to create multiple constructs, so it's not a single play type of approach. We have a very experienced management team that has done this before and knows how to get it done. And I think from the standpoint of the investor, those are the three things that are most important. We also have a very strong patent estate, with 14 patents issued and over 55 pending. And I think we're in a field that is going to be attracting a lot of interest over the next few years based on early successes with other companies.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.